A 3-year pilot program has found homeless people who are given consistent intensive support across a range of services experience significant improvements in their lives. Those in the program fared much better than those in a control group who were given only access to existing homeless services. Rachel Carbonell reports.
The study is called Journey to Social Inclusion, or J2SI. It's a cost-benefit analysis of a 3-year pilot program where one group of homeless people was given access to intensive services that not only addressed housing, but many of the underlying issues of homelessness, such as mental health, addiction and trauma. A second control group was left to access existing services over the same period of time. The study was developed by Sacred Heart Mission. Chief Executive Kathy Humphrey says homeless services tend to be short-term.
I guess that the longest duration of support is 13 weeks. How J2SI differed is, one, it was 3 years. Secondly was the intensity. The ratio of clients to a caseworker is 1 to 12 in the normal service system. With J2SI, we had a ratio of 1 to 4.
Those in the pilot fared significantly better in a range of areas, including accommodation, health and employment.
I think one of the significant outcomes detailed in the evaluation is the reduction in access to costly health services. So that's the emergency department, the psychiatric wards. So the amount of time people were spending in those costly services was dramatically reduced by the fact that people had sustained their accommodation and were getting the associated support to keep that accommodation. The other one was time spent incarcerated, again, which is a very costly service to the community. The other one that we hadn't expected when we started the pilot, we hadn't expected the labour and training workforce participation outcomes that were achieved.
Senior research fellow at RMIT University, Guy Johnson, is one of the academics carrying out the cost-benefit analysis of the pilot. He says so far, 2 of the 3 years have been evaluated, and the costs outweigh the benefits at this stage.
It's worth pointing out, though, with the cost-benefit analysis, that there are a lot of things that you can't put a monetary value to, which are actually really important to this group of people. You can't put a monetary value to self-esteem, improved confidence, and a whole range of other things. So we're pretty confident we underestimate the impact economically of the J2SI program.
And Dr. Johnson says issues such as mortality can't be measured. 5 out of the 84 people participating died, 4 from the control group and 1 from the pilot.
The rate of mortality in the J2SI group is much lower than in the other group. Overall, 5 people have died, and in a sample of 80, that shows you what sort of condition they're in. And 4 people who are receiving existing services have died whilst only 1 has. Now, I don't want to put a cost on someone's lives, but clearly J2SI, putting aside everything else, is keeping people alive, and that's an important point in its own right.
Despite the cost-benefit outcome at this stage of the project, both Sacred Heart Mission and the researchers undertaking the analysis of the pilot are confident that as time goes on, the benefits will start to outweigh the costs.
Rachel Carbonell.